It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was very sexy.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Very, very hot and sexy.
Sometimes a man needs to feel something other than his own touch.
Are you switching hands?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've got our final buzz of the day. I want to thank all the good people, our mixologists, Sean, and Sam and Melissa. You can go to cocktailtastings.com.
And you should.
Or mixingitup.org. Okay, slow down, Tiger. They'll come to you and do a seven-flight series with cocktails of your choice. And by the time that party's over, we were talking during the break that this has been a very fun experience that we might do on a monthly basis.
After our first couple of weeks on the air, I think we deserve a little cocktail.
Sam, what are we enjoying right now?
Melissa,
this is Melissa's cocktail.
Thank you very much to the new show, Salud.
Mm-hmm. And this drink is called?
Dirty Bong Water.
Sure it is.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
No, it tastes much better than that.
Ew, that's tasty.
Blueberry?
You must tell us what's in it.
Actually, I literally threw about seven different things in a shaker.
Came off the bar mat. It came off the bar mat.
That's good news.
That's why I took a sip and you guys chugged.
That's why it's so good.
Because I am a semi-professional. All right, what else did I want to say?
Yeah, what else?
What else did you want to say, Mike?
I don't know. I think it is time probably for the, very last buzz of the day.
Well, let's do that then.
Thank you.
This week, Law & Order Special Victims Unit had an episode about a closeted gay pro football player.
Yeah, Mike.
The actor...
Mr. Man.
Excuse me. The actor even had a cleft chin, just like Tom Brady. The character even played in a stadium that was painted red and blue and was referred to as the best quarterback in football. The Boston Herald said, quote, "There's no way this is a coincidence. And for you conspiracy buffs, SVU is filmed in New York, the city of the Yankees and the Giants."
Boom!
Do you think they would go so far as to do that? I don't know.
No, I don't buy the conspiracy part, but people in Boston are certainly talking about that.
That's right there, Starica!
What did you say?
I was on a subway in Boston one time, the T, I think they call it.
Hey,
T. And we were coming back from Fenway Park, and, one guy, this South Boston guy, said, "Hey, take your clothes off. Why don't you become one of them Starikas?"
Streaker.
Oh, streaker.
That's
streaker.
Boston.
I thought you were
streaker.
Saying Costa Rica.
Back in my day, Rob, people used to take their clothes off and run across athletic events. It was called streaking.
Ray Stevens had a hit record of the same name.
They call it the streak.
Don't look, Ethel.
Mm-hmm.
One of the gossip websites has a picture of Dallas Cowboys Terrell Owens standing around at a video shoot for a porn site.
I read about this.
Owens and his lawyers are all over this with the words cease and desist.
Oh, Terrell.
They say Owens had just happened to wander upon the Bang Brothers location shoot as he visited Miami's South Beach.
That was very sexy.
The Bang Brothers.
The Bang Brothers. They have a website, you know.
The Bang Brothers.
I think it's a stage name.
Sexy.
Bang it.
It's no surprise that despite yesterday's New York Post story, O.J. Simpson will not be on Celebrity Apprentice next season.
Trump ass.
Simpson reportedly...
Trump ass.
Simpson, not really. Donald Trump's a stain.
Well, and here's the proof. Simpson did, in fact, ask to be on the show, and Donald Trump did not immediately reject the idea.
Yeah, because he smells money.
Before NBC executives could step in and say, no juice.
Blood money.
Quoting a source, Donald Trump was big on the idea for a few minutes, but NBC didn't even consider it.
Blood money.
That's hot.
We know a little more today about the bizarre crossover between CSI and Two and a Half Men.
Men, 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 men,
manly men, 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 men. Perfect. It goes just like that. The writers from the Monday night comedy and the writers from that Thursday night drama traded places for one upcoming episode, or two if you count both shows.
All right, I'm curious.
George Eads will investigate at Charlie's house Monday, May 5th with co-stars Robert Wagner and Jenny McCarthy.
There's a dead body in my living room.
Not
Charlie,
that
what
Charlie.
Happened?
I don't know. Someone died.
I think you're guilty.
911, 911.
Charlie from Two and a Half Men, played by Charlie Sheen.
He's a fag.
Charlie.
The CSI, written by the Two and a Half Men guys, will air that Thursday, May 8th. No word yet on which, if any, of the comedy show's actors will turn up on CSI.
Charlie Sheen would be good on that show. He could play a corpse.
Or he could play himself.
If you want a sitcom, just have Gil Grissom in his straw hat.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Put him with that little fat kid.
Now I'm laughing.
Right.
HBO's new
Angus.
HBO's new female president has signed her first series for HBO. Hung will be about, that's right, A man who is well endowed.
Really?
Side is soft.
Oh.
And does it have William Hung in it?
No, sadly it doesn't.
That's
show's
a shame.
Called Hung.
Shabai.
Coming to HBO from the same people who did The Richest.
Okay.
It's good to see the New Orleans Jazz Fest back to full strength for the first time since Katrina.
I agree.
Been
I wonder
there.
If Pete Fountain will be there.
Love the event.
Yeah. He's coming right after he mixes us a few more drinks.
Stevie Wonder, Billy Joel, Jimmy Buffett, Tim McGraw, Santana, Sheryl Crow, Robert Plant, and the perennial Neville Brothers are all there along with several thousand other musicians.
Man, you just rattled off some shows right
blues.
Right there.
The festival's 7 days this year for the first time since Hurricane Katrina.
God, that sounds like a good time.
It is.
That
go if you
awesome.
Ever can. It's been a rough week for smokers. Atlantic City announced that smoking would be banned in casinos this fall. Officials in Beijing announced the hiring of 40,000 inspectors to enforce a ban on smoking in public places there. And Whirlpool suspended over 36 employees for smoking when they said they didn't on the insurance form. Whirlpool employees who don't smoke get a $500 a year break on their health insurance. But the Baltimore Sun says it will now stop the practice of fining its employees $100 a month for smoking.
Fine.
The paper has a new owner, and the new owner says employees can make their own decisions about smoking.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Matter of fact, 600 workers are getting refunds.
Fine.
Fine.
And the criminal charge against Shia LaBeouf has been dropped. She was cited for smoking on a sidewalk. He was cited for smoking on a sidewalk, which is illegal in Burbank, California. His lawyer argued he had no way. The actor wore a red number 12 jersey, just like the Patriots' Tom Brady, knowing that.
He's dreamy, Buzz.
Indeed.
He's a dreamy new actor. Hey, before we get out of here, and I know you're going to wrap it up shortly, but... do we have the last beverage of the day? Are they doing anything? Are they packing up?
Is there one more?
Still in the dirty bong water. I've been reading.
I didn't trust the dirty bong water.
He just threatened me.
Melissa made us some kind of evil concoction.
He's making it right now.
He's making it now. What's he making, Melissa?
You'll feel the roofie in a second, Mike. Don't worry.
The roofie. The fact that she knows that makes me extraordinarily uncomfortable.
Knowledge is key.
And somehow I feel at home.
Good for you.
Is Shia LaBeouf the little boy in the Transformers movie?
Yeah. No, and he's also, he's the kid in and he's also in Disturbia.
Oh, okay.
And that brings us back to a story we had the other day about coffins. Our story was that the real environmentally friendly way to dispose of your earthly body when you're dead is to be buried in a cardboard box with no formaldehyde to leak into the soil. But nobody said the box had to be ugly. Mm-hmm. The new trend in Britain is decorating caskets with bright colors and photographs and stickers.
I like that.
And anything that decorates the thing while reflecting the life of the body inside.
Fine.
Quoting one woman, I want a bright yellow coffin.
Ooh.
I want WJFK stickers on my coffin.
You're a company man to the end.
Well, I want people to know what killed me.
That's right. Yeah, those years at this radio station, toil and trouble.
Toil indeed.
Brah.
There is no buzz without bees, and a tornado-shaped cloud of bees went charging after some outdoor diners in Florida yesterday evening.
Bees! They're ripping my flesh off!
Thousands of
bees
swarmed around a Mexican restaurant in DeLand, Florida.
Thanks, Richard.
Early sightings of a dark cloud overhead had a few people talking about the chance of rain, but suddenly, thousands of bees swarmed around that Mexican restaurant. Quoting one woman, a lot of people said it was bees and ran to their cars. It was scary. I didn't know what to do.
Bees!
State bee experts say the bees are resting now in two huge cone-shaped swarms. They say the bees should leave town in about 24 hours.
The bees are turning into cone heads.
Is that why there's no honeybees around? Now they're all at that Mexican restaurant?
That's exactly what it is.
Having fajitas. Mm-hmm. Finally, in Daytona Beach, former city commissioner Mike Shallow and a former high school teacher David Berenger were arrested last fall in the men's room at a Sears store in the mall. They were in separate stalls when they were each charged with lewd behavior. And they're not going down without a fight.
I am a gay American.
I get it.
Shallow says he even tried to cover himself when he noticed men peeking in from outside, men who turned out to be cops, lawyers.
Did you say they were in separate stalls?
Separate stalls in a Sears store at a mall in Florida.
Separate stalls.
Mm-hmm.
If they were in separate stalls, how could they have been?
With the doors closed, they weren't touching each other.
I am a gay American.
They were touching themselves.
Oh.
Lawyers for both
men
want the charges dropped. They argue that Florida law says a toilet stall is a private place and that Florida has no law against pleasuring yourself.
Ah!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
Here we go, our last little toddy of the day.
I haven't finished my bong water yet.
Hold on just... Oh, well, excuse
if
me, I'm sorry.
If I had a nickel for every time.
What is this one?
Thank
all right.
You.
Liquor in a
cup, my favorite.
Actually, I went with kind of a classic shooter, just a Sex on the Beach.
Oh,
I had
there we go.
The fly,
oh,
nice.
All right, gentlemen, to the show.
Here to the show.
Two weeks completed. Down. We haven't been fired.
That's right.
Cheers.
Down the hatch.
Good night, nurse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tasty.
Indeed.
Sexy.
Our thanks to Mary Carey. If you'd like to find out about everything Mary is doing, go to myspace.com.
Mm-hmm.
Real Mary Carey.
That's
what she's under over there.
That's right.
Also, thanks to Melissa and Sean and Sam. CocktailTastings.com or MixingItUp.org.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you go to find out how you can have a party like the party we've had today.
Party.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is the lovely and talented Miss Bethann McBride.
What?
Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Toss Salad Radio Network. For Bethann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, may you be halfway to heaven before the devil knows you're dead.
Hi.
That's my Irish toast. We'll see you out at the Junkie Spring Break
yes,
party here
will.
In Washington, D.C. Big O and Dukes, get ready. You're going to have a fun night tonight. And we will see you Monday, everybody.
Goodbye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.